Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Success in farming is all about precision and efficiency. Ensuring every seed, every drop of water, every nutrient and treatment counts. TerraPlex Ag is helping farmers all over Iowa and the Midwest do just that. With precision ag drone technology and support from TerraPlex, you'll boost your productivity and make timely and informed decisions, all while reducing your costs and increasing your profit. It's time to revolutionize your farming. Harvest the benefits with TerraPlex Ag. Visit TerraPlexAg.com.
The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is fueled by Cody Rhode and recorded in the Wild Rose Casino and Hotel Studio.
Welcome to Williams and Bloom Wednesday. Well, Wednesday on a Friday. It just made sense to go later in the week. We have the Iowa State women's team playing in its first round game tonight. We have the, man, wrestling's just kicking some ass down in Kansas City. That has me all amped up right now. And then, of course, the Iowa State men take care of business in the round of 64 last night against South Dakota State. We'll react to all that. I do want to thank our presenting sponsor, Mechdyne Corporation. We are always fueled by Cody Rhode Bourbon and are in the Wild Rose Casino Studios, wherever we may be. Bloom is back in Bondurant. You can see that beautiful Ames Lager sign behind him. I am currently at the...
Right above my 1997 senior tour shirt, which is a collector's item.
That's pretty impressive.
Yep.
I am in the Homewood Suites. I'm looking right at Charles Schwab Field here in beautiful Omaha.
I always wonder when you go to hotels, the artwork behind you. We're not spending large dollars at the Homewood Suites on the artwork, but that's a nice piece, I think. It's a pretty nice piece.
I think you could probably buy that at Kohl's.
For $4.
I mean,
is that on the discount rack at Home Goods?
I will say this though, this Homewood Suites. So last week I was at the Marriott for 10 days. I would rather stay in a place like this.
Oh, pro tip. Always find a Homewood Suites, a Residence Inn, Town Place Suites.
This is way better. They have you can get some eggs in the morning. There's always coffee on. And I love Iowa State fans. Don't get me wrong. I love you guys. You're my favorite. I stopped over at the Hilton pregame because I had to drop something off for a friend. Honestly, my friend Miguelito from the South Side, he may have had overindulged after the Big 12 championship last week, and something happened to his Big Rob Energy t-shirt, so he needed one pronto, so I gave him mine. Props to Dr. Ashley for ironing it for him before we made the delivery. I stopped over at the Hilton on my way, and it was just like the Marriott in Kansas City. People were just hammered at 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday.
Buddy, can I tell you how many Ames Lagers we sold yesterday?
Yes, tell me, please.
So they went through an entire pallet. And a pallet in this sense is 4,500 beers just from 1 to 7 p.m. yesterday, I think. So
whoever, we're well on our way.
We're well on our way, everybody. We're doing okay. So thank you. We had Leaning Towers of Ames Lagers at Beer Can Alley. It was tremendous. So again, but we're in the thousands now. So originally, we were going to have literally about 1,200 cans. I'm glad that wasn't the case.
When you guys told me that, I'm like, that's insane. They'll drink that in a Well, anyways, if you are in Omaha or coming to Omaha, I do want to tell, they will have the women's game on at Beer Can Alley.
Okay,
at
good.
Annie's and at the Exchange. Those are all those bars that are connected that Cyclone Fanatic and we will are encouraging people to go to because they're giving money back from their sales this weekend to the We Will Collective. And I literally confirmed with Teddy 10 minutes before we came on, they will have the Iowa State women's game on.
Okay.
So that is my plan. I'm going to go and do all my work and then I will go and watch the women's game over there with fans today. No, it's just nice. Cause like last night I'm in work mode, like Kansas City's kind of party mode. Like I'm in work mode now. And I sat on, I was doing all my work, getting all our videos up, social, all that stuff, while the Drake Washington State game was going on, watching that. I hadn't seen Washington State play all year, so I really wanted to get to know them a little bit if Iowa State would play them. And I came back, and I know if I was at the Marriott in Kansas City, I would have gotten caught, and I would have ended up having like 9 beers last night. I didn't. I came right back to my room. I watched the end of the Kansas game. I got a little Grubhub. And I studied Washington State for about 2 hours last night because that's all I could focus on. So anyways, it's a fun time of year. Connor is out in Palo Alto. Unfortunately, Jacqueline had a family issue and hasn't been able to make it down to Kansas City. But how dedicated she is sitting in her mom's hotel or not hotel. I wish her mom was in a hotel, her mom's hospital room. Following wrestling and making sure that our people don't miss out on the great coverage down there. And then I also want to give a shout out to our guy. He's producing the show. Aiden, bring yourself in. Show everybody your pretty face. Can I get canceled for saying that? Can I get, like, is that an HR?
No, I think you're good.
I think you're right.
You are HR, so.
Yeah. Aiden's been integral this year. I just want to recognize him because we're doing a real – push to try. I'm just trying to put players on camera and get their thoughts right like that. I think that's what people want after these games. I think you'd rather have more of that than more like cooked up sports writer stories. And what we're doing is it's a really cool process. I'm just texting Aiden the videos from the locker room and he's getting them up immediately.
Awesome.
And it's like
great last night.
Yeah, it's well a done. Great process and it just helps so much to have him. So thank you to you, Aiden. Mm-hmm. People don't see what you're doing back
hold
there.
On look at that look at that shirt. That's Big Red from Western
Kentucky. We ride with Western Kentucky today.
Let's go, WKU. Our guy Nick Uhlenhoff's down there in Williams.
Yeah, man.
So let's go.
Well,
Tops. It's funny. They call them the Tops.
I everybody knows about my relationships. We all have relationships with South Dakota State. Like that's the thing. Like we all know all of those guys. So I was thinking through it, and when you come on these trips, you have multiple outfits that it's like, okay, well, I know I need two game because you have to dress the part like when you're, you know, right? Like, and I had this blue blazer that I was going to wear on Saturday. And then I thought about it and I was like, I cannot wear a blue blazer if Iowa State's playing Drake.
It's a fact.
So I wore, I was giving shit to Hendo and the guys last night. I wore the blue because I had to stay somewhat neutral because they knew I was rooting for Iowa State to kick their ass, which is ultimately what happened. I will give credit to that team, a gritty little team. They, however, I will also say, and I saw this, it happened right in front of me. Iowa State starts sleepwalking at about 10 to go in the first half. Really got lazy on defense, I thought, for them. Some just dumb turnovers. I wouldn't say they were forced turnovers. South Dakota State, super gritty. That crowd pregame, Brent, I know you weren't there. That crowd pregame was unlike anything I've ever seen at a neutral court. It was fucking electric when I walked out into there. Like there's seriously? 12. Yes, there's 12 on the clock. We have Cyclone power chants. Everybody's standing up. It was a giant clone party. Like it was so different than Kansas City. Kansas City, they kind of trickle in because they've been out drinking. Like these people were there. They were ready. And it absolutely set the tone in that game. And that's why I was impressed that South Dakota State even made it somewhat interesting because that crowd was brutal. I anticipate it's going to be even worse at 5 o'clock on Saturday night.
There's no doubt. It's going to be all Iowa State. In fact, you probably didn't catch it at night because I had to be home, had, you know, kids, family situations. Wish I could have been there, but the cool part was, so I got to stay and watch the Drake Washington State game. And so they're interviewing Kyle Smith, who's the Washington State head coach, after the game. And he's like, yeah, that was a good win. Oh, Saturday is going to be hard. We're going to have a road game. So he, right away, I mean, thoughts immediately on that. I he didn't say it like, oh my gosh, this isn't fair. It's like, guys better lock in, ready to go, because they know what they're in for. And I thought the crowd came across awesome. But I also agree. I thought South Dakota State, they got obliterated in that first 5 minutes and then really came back. Zeke Mayo is a really nice player. That guy's really good. And I thought the big guy did a nice job running the floor. It was just clear, though, that Iowa State was just too much, just way too much.
The notable – so this is when the switch flipped. I'm not embellishing here. I watched it happen with my own two eyes. South Dakota State comes back within four. And I honestly – and I love that team. I love Luke Apple. I think he's a phenomenal, like, three-man for them. Like, he's my favorite nice player on their team, Iowa kid.
Went to Marshall.
And I'm watching Hendo, and Apple got real chippy. They had a couple of – tough calls, and Iowa State fans, they were whatever. They were 50-50 calls on the perimeter. They had five fouls in the first 2.5 minutes of the second half, and they lost their composure for about 2 minutes. And I'm watching Hendo, and Hendo is – he sees it, and he knows this crowd. He's over there saying, calm down, calm down.
Yeah.
And Apple starts talking shit to Keyshawn Gilbert.
Well, they got into it on that at the free throw line after that really hard foul.
Yeah. Well,
it changed. You're right.
It completely flipped the game because Iowa State, again, I thought they were sleepwalking. I thought they would eventually wake up. But Gilbert just puffed up at that point. And then the next time they get a turnover, next time down, Keyshawn just puts his head down, goes to the rack, scores, and won. Game's over at that point. Iowa State goes on a 10-0 run. The game's over. And man, it's just, it was really impressive watching flip the switch like that. Now, I don't think they're going to be able to do that on Saturday. We'll talk about that. You could do that against a low major like South Dakota State, but Gilbert, man, like to me, the last 4 or 5 games, he's one of the best guards in the country. He went from being like an inconsistent guy for Iowa State where you don't necessarily know what you're going to get. That was the moment. And he's flexing himself. We haven't even gotten to Momčilović yet.
Yeah. I mean, say those two are together, I'll throw Taman in there too. It when that got to four, it was like those three said, okay, this is cute, let's go, let's figure this out. And man, if Gilbert and Momčilović are going to play like that, they could not guard Momčilović. If you're 6'8 and you're a power five player and an all-American player eventually, I think at Iowa State, this is what you do to an undersized team like South Dakota State. They couldn't guard him. I mean, they put Milan in that post-up role, and he just went to work. I mean, that guy was unbelievable. And then Gilbert was the energy guy. He was the alpha. It was just what you expected. And then Curtis Jones, who had a slow first half, comes in and just puts the pedal down. And didn't get a whole lot from Trey. Didn't get a whole lot from Bob Jones. But that was Iowa State to a T. I thought defense was average, super average. I mean, they didn't really do anything to South during that run. It was like Iowa State was just not as locked in defensively. And we'll talk about it for the Washington State game. That can't be the case. But Iowa State, you know, probably a C effort defensively. But it was nice, I think, for them to get out of the Big 12. And that's what the offense is probably normally going to be against everybody else not in the Big 12. The movement was really good. They kept saying on the TV broadcast that the ball had energy. And I agree. And that's an Iowa State team that's playing as well as about anybody in the country. And I think everyone's starting to realize that, okay, this team's pretty good. And it doesn't guarantee anything, but I'll tell you what, the NCAA tournament's a lot more enjoyable after you win a game. And now you can soak it in Friday. And honestly, I really like the matchup Saturday. I do. And
we'll talk about that.
You look at all the point spreads. When even North Carolina plays Michigan State, North Carolina's only a 3.5-point favorite. So of all the second round matchups, Iowa State, I think, is actually the biggest point spread that there is. So like, again, never easy. But I think with Iowa State being in Omaha and as well as Iowa State's rolling right now with if Gilbert and Momčilović are going to do that, Iowa State is going to be a tough out.
Aiden's got it pulled up. This is I asked Keyshawn Gilbert about that moment last night right after the game.
If they get within four, it got a little bit chippy out there. It's like you went into a different mode. Is that accurate?
Yeah, one of the players was saying something to me, and I was like, you ain't saying nothing all game. He was up, now you want to talk. And then he did the little foul. So
it you guys went on a 10-0 run at that point.
They turned us up a little bit. So, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think
yeah, that's good right there.
I mean, you guys have kind of had like a
– He definitely, he was trying to, he's a really nice kid.
super low key. Yeah.
Believe it or not, he went into that fucking beast mode though. And I watched it, man. I'm like, that's like I can see it in his eyes. Like he was like in a killer mode at that point. It was awesome.
And I'll say that's what's different than some Iowa State teams in the Hoiberg era is when they didn't really have, now Niang was, but Niang wasn't ever, you know, the best defender that he can really get into FU mode. But this team can turn it up and they can really get after it. And I think that's why the teams that have great defenses do well in the NCAA tournaments. Cause they, Iowa State went in that mode when it was 4 points, I think they got like seven stops in a row and then it was 16 points and the game's over. That's just what changes this team around is their ability to turn defense to offense. And Keyshawn's that spark that I don't know if last year's team had. And so he can really get it going and people follow his lead.
We'll get into the rest of the game and then we are going to get into that matchup with Washington State. I'm overloaded on Cougar thoughts because that's not a fun. I do want to thank a couple of our great sponsors, Kelderman Manufacturing. Love my guy, Jeff Kelderman. I hope Jeff can get down here on Saturday. I always love seeing him at Iowa State events. Kelderman.com. They are, we're always promoting the laser cutting. One of the things I like is they do custom additions to your trucks. They like the diesel trucks down there in Oskaloosa. Go to Kelderman.com. See what he can do for you today. I'm going to have him do a few things to my Carl Chevrolet Silverado coming up in the offseason. I'm looking forward to that. Also, our friends at the Iowa State University Foundation, we have Forever True Day coming up. We are going to make a challenge to all of you to help us raise money and to give to, we want as many donations as possible. We're not focused on the size of the donation. We want people to go out and be a more well-rounded Cyclone. Forever True Day is coming up in April. We'll continue to tell you about that. And also my friend Hopewood, HopewoodJD.com. Get your will in a day. There's no better time than March Madness than to make sure you have your will. I was watching Kansas last night and I'm like, man, I hope they called Hopewood. Because I thought that they were going to blow a 19-point lead too.
I thought I was watching. I thought Samford had the Grinnell offense going. I mean, they were just going down. It's like three's better than two. Let's figure it out.
So, it was wild, and then they got screwed on the block.
That was rough. I mean, there are some talking points already from the first day. Number one is, will Coach Cal get fired at Kentucky? Wasn't disappointed to see that.
$33 million buyout.
Oof, is it really?
Yeah.
You know, you've got, again, I'm no fan of the SEC. They will now move because some of their premier programs lost yesterday. That's the real thing is they're going to try and protect themselves in a revamped NCAA tournament. You wait, Greg Sankey will try and do some auto bids or something after all this. But now it's fun to see. And then I thought that block, you know, does it get to the NBA where there's a challenge system where you, in the last 2 minutes, you can challenge? I don't know. I mean, we go to the monitor enough already. I don't want that game last night. My guy, Tony Padilla, the official, was literally spent hours at that monitor. Like, come on, man, I'm getting tired. I need to go to bed. Let's figure it out. But
I thought the game was pretty well officiated in Omaha last night. I thought
I did too.
Yeah.
I did too. Got a little, they called it pretty tight early again, second half. But otherwise, it was fine. I had no complaints.
So Momčilović goes off. It's funny, we were talking about that guy being in a slump 2 weeks ago. He goes off last night. The other one that I just think needs pointed out is Hassan Ward. He's completely taken his game to another level in the last week. And hey, Aiden, if you can, pull up the Trey King comment on Hassan Ward for my interview with Trey King. I thought it was really good if you watch his reaction just to see what they're thinking. But Hassan comes off the bench, has the lobs early, completely Blows the roof off of that place. Again, that's why I was impressed South Dakota State could keep that a game, because that at that point, the game was completely out of control. But yeah, I just think Ward and Momchilovich are, because we all know, like, Taman and Keyshawn have to be good for this team to be decent, right? Like, they have to be. Those two are critical. But to go to even another level, well, 22 has to be able to make shots to spread out of defense.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing.
And Ward is different than King and Jones in the sense that he's got the leaping ability, he's got the wingspan, he can do these things. And I just think that he deserves a huge shout-out over the last couple games.
I thought I was watching the movie Blue Chips with Shaq there in the first half. I mean, everything was a dunk at the rim.
The second one was amazing, where he went over the guy and they kind of hit the rim. It was
funny because you could see on the South Dakota State, like, okay, we're not in the Summit League anymore, everybody. Like this, they don't make guys like this that we play against. So Hassan was great. And, you know, what he does that Rob can't or Trey can is he just the above the rim stuff. Like, that is a different level that those two can't not, and it's just physically not possible for them. But it allows, and it was nice to see, again, back to my earlier point, when you don't have that physicality of the Big 12, I mean, it felt like Iowa State's offense was a lot better rhythm, all that pick and roll stuff at the rim. They couldn't get that in the Big 12. It's just too physical. But Hassan can certainly do that and made a huge impact in that first half.
But I love Trey King's answer. I asked him about Hassan Ward after the game.
Trey, what's the difference in Hassan? He's really come on the last few games for you guys.
Man, Haas is doing everything we need him to do. He's been a great rim protector, a great force on the defensive end, a real crime stopper for us. And then just, you know, his ability to get behind the defense and get out of those screens so fast and really opens up a lot of things, because now they got to worry about him on the backside. Because you saw tonight, we threw it up, he wouldn't got it every time. So, you know, he just brings another level of just aggression, another level of athleticism, and another level of just defensive just intensity.
Felt like those dunks in the first half really were big, just for the crowd and the energy for the team.
For sure, definitely. You know, anytime a team gets a dunk, it demoralizes. You know, at this point, it's all the best teams, the best defenders in the country. And so just being able to get that close to the rim and just be able to do stuff like that, you know, it's a real gut punch to them. And just, you know, our fans being who they are, they get jazzed up, we get jazzed up. And, you know, it's just it's bad.
Last thing for me, your dad played it.
Thank you, Aiden. That's good, man. I appreciate you bringing those up. It adds a lot to the show. But you could see been doing this long enough. When you ask a question, you're either going to get a baked answer or like, oh, now we're getting a real one. And you can see that Trey really wanted. Yeah, he really was excited to talk about his teammate there.
Yeah, Hassan's such a neat kid. He's super quiet, doesn't say really much at all. But I think, you know, give somebody like Trey credit. I mean, how many shots did Trey attempt last night? Like three?
Not many. Four. But that's when they're at their best, when he's doing the other stuff.
I just think, I mean, you got a 24-year-old dude right there. All he wants to do is win. He's not worried about himself. He gets more excited when his teammates do well than him. And he made a huge play himself, traded that A&1, you know, just basically that was the dagger. But that's why this team is so good. Ever since June, when they all got together, it was always a team-first mentality. And I think that's really carried over. And you saw that again. It doesn't matter who has the great night. It's just as long as Iowa State wins, they're happy. And that quote from Trey is exactly what you get every single day from that guy. He's an awesome dude.
Cyclone Fanatic would like to welcome a new partner to our family of advertisers, Central States Roofing, which is based out of Ames. Central States Roofing is a proud family-owned company, dates back to 1968. It is owned and operated by lifelong Cyclone fans and Iowa State supporters. My favorite thing about Central States Roofing is that 100% of their employees are local. They do not subcontract any of their work. Central States Roofing handles commercial projects within a 75-mile radius of Ames, Des Moines, and Fort Dodge. Cyclone Fanatic thanks them for sponsoring our coverage of the Cyclones this March. You can learn more about this great Cyclone-owned company at csroofing.com.
The Momchilovich deal, I mean, he was hitting shots, dude. I don't know how many people nationally were watching that game. Kentucky was losing.
Nobody was watching the Iowa State game, probably. Not as many, at least.
But, like, you watch a guy and you're like, he's going to be a lottery pick. Like, we've seen him do some of those shots, you know, from time to time. And you're like, wow, but he strung like four together last night where you're watching him and you can tell. Again, and I say this, and it's not a shot at Lipsy. It's not a shot at Trey. These guys are really good because they've worked really hard and they've grinded and they're smart and they're always in the right spot. Momčilović just has this different, there's this different vibe to him where you're like, oh, that's different. Like that's God given talent. And he had a coming out party nationally last night. Again, I don't know how many people were locked in on that, but if they were, man, he was very, very impressive. That was his best game as a Cyclone.
Yeah, considering the situation, absolutely. I mean, he's been, ever since Kansas City, a different guy, which is awesome because there are things that he can do that nobody else on his team can do. And really, not many people across college basketball can do. When you're at 6'8", can shoot it like that. But what he does such a good job of, it's not a situation where you just put him in the corner and let him shoot. He can put it on the floor. He can create his own offense. He's Iowa State's best offense with the shot clock winding down, which is rare for a 6'8 guy. And he just did stuff you can't teach. He's got it. He's got it. And he'll be a difference maker. If Iowa State makes a deep, deep run, 22 is going to be heavily involved. And it's, again, when you look at a game against Washington State with its length, shots are going to be tough to come by. And that's why you're going to need him to bail you out a couple more times. And I'm glad he has confidence and really seems to be enjoying himself out there right now.
We'll get into Washington State now. I want to thank a couple more of our sponsors, Wiffles Hybrids, Plant Your Independence, Plant Wiffles.
The hat.
Yeah, there you go. He's got the hat on. Probably won't do a Big 12 segment today because I don't want to date this thing with all the other games going on.
It was an okay day for the Big 12, for what it's worth.
GravitateCoworking.com. You can check them out for all the great co-working spaces. That continues to be a thing that more and more people are doing. And then also our friend Colin Newell. I think Colin was down here. You can get your auto. I saw our buddy Chris Shipley.
Yeah,
saving $2,000.
$2,000.
Colin is saving Shipley at Farm Bureau Financial. $2,000 is a lot of money in a year. Like that's.
Yeah.
Think about what you can do with $2,000. Like. Save me $1,000. He saved Bloom like $600. He saved Shipley $2,000.
Apparently, I did something wrong, Colin. I need to renegotiate.
Well, you had probably been. Most people just never switch their insurance, I've learned. And it's like, well, you can get better deals if you shop around and stuff, but like, it's just not like a fun thing to do. Just give our guy Colin Newell a shout out. All right. Washington State, let's go. My overall scout was, so first of all, the profile of them. Is really the top 25 defense, top 70 offense. They've beaten Arizona twice.
Yep.
They are the second tallest team in college basketball, according to KenPom's rankings of that. I was looking at them last night. I'm like, God damn, everybody's 6'8" out there. Like,
yeah, they're long.
They're not a great shooting team. I thought that they probably shot better than they shot above the mean last night against Drake. I don't know if that had to do with Drake or if they were just on, I don't know. My first vote is that they'll have a hard time with Iowa State's defense on offense. And I also could see this is a game Iowa State really needs to score in transition, I think, because they're so tall. I think their length, and they D you up. They get after it on that side. They care about defense. I could see, Brent, their length giving Iowa State considerable problems in the half court.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, you nailed it. This game comes down to how many times can Iowa State turn Washington State over and get points off those turnovers. If it becomes a half court game, listen, this Washington State team is 320th in tempo. They want a grinder. This thing, we're staring right at the mid-50s, everybody. Get used to it. Now, Iowa State wants to get it going. And generally, though, teams aren't able to get it going. Like you saw, Drake wanted to run, and Washington State really dictated. The last 10 minutes of that game became a half-court game, and Washington State won it. Drake did not make it. Weird thing going on there with DeVries, by the way, when they kept taking him out. Something physically had to be wrong with him.
It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, up 8, and they just Drake. I mean, that was a rough 5 minutes for Drake, but credit Washington State. They made all the plays. I like their big guy, but with their big guy was so good last night, he will not be able to do the same thing against Iowa State because Iowa State, the way its defense works, you're always sending bodies at him. And so the question for Washington State is, and I know that's why they're they're going to have a lot of headaches is when Iowa State pressures the big guy, he averages way more turnovers than assists. He's not a passer at all. He's a one-on-one guy. You make him turn the ball over, and then I could see Iowa State really running the other way. I agree. In the half court, going to be difficult for Iowa State. 22's got to be great. Gilbert's going to have to get downhill, get free throws. Lipsy's going to have to go to the line. You're going to have to make some tough shots. However, I think this game is in the high 50s, mid-60s. And
that's what I think. Iowa State's an eight-point favorite. Aiden, can you look up and see what the total is?
It's got to be in the 120s. There's no way it's above 130.
I said low 130s is what I thought. Yeah, and I play think the under.
I'd say 126, 127. Like, this is going to be a slug fest, everybody. The thing with Washington State is they just don't have a lot of great shot makers. Now, the one guy's really good, but he's light. He's 6'3", 180 pounds, Rice. Really nice player, great story. But I just think Iowa State will be able to – I think Iowa State can contain the big guy, force him to turn it over. And then if Washington State's going to win this game, they're going to win it 58-55. I think Iowa State, if it's able to get out and run, get some transition points – I agree with Las Vegas here. I think 7 to 8 points is appropriate. I think you've got a low possession game, but if Iowa State plays well, Iowa State should be able to win it. There you go.
The over under, you're right, Bloom, 127.
Yeah, it's a weird. Again, I look at them. I am impressed they beat Arizona twice. That tells me all I need to know because Arizona's got awesome talent. But I thought they looked good against Drake, but this is a game that if Iowa State plays well, I think Iowa State should be moving on to the Sweet 16. But again, everything in this round of 32, you can't predict it.
No.
I would have rather played these guys, though, than Drake. I'll just put it out that way. I just think Iowa State's defense is going to give them considerable issues. So either Rice is going to have to put up 30 or the bigs are getting foul trouble, and then Iowa State doesn't have the size to match. I mean, that's the one concern I would have. Ward and Jones tend to get in foul trouble. We saw it again last night. They need that length, both those guys, to play a lot, because even a Trey King is undersized against these bigs for Wazoo.
Yeah, they put together an 8-game winning streak in January and February. They don't have, they do have some bad losses, but they, again, like those two Arizona wins tell you everything you need to know about this team. Like they can play at a high level.
I think the home court is big there because Washington State's already thinking about it. So
let's jam
the place. Yeah.
Well, the home court thing, KenPom has this as a 6-point spread. It opened up at 8.5. So I trust Vegas more than I do anyone because they're trying to make money and they're giving Iowa State 2.5, 3 points for the crowd already.
Yeah. And as they should. I think this is a game that, man, there's going to be some headaches in it. I like Iowa State's ability to turn them over. I mean, Washington State does a nice job taking care of the ball. Not great. Guards are okay. But if Iowa State's able to speed them up and get it to its tempo and cause turnovers, this is a game that Iowa State can get out and hide, hopefully, in the second half.
On the other side, real quick, I do want to discuss the Illinois Duquesne game. So we got rid of BYU, which
I was okay with that.
I was totally okay with that. I was kind of hoping that Illinois would then get upset and we could have one of those vintage Scott Drew Elite Eight runs set up for Iowa State where you don't even have to beat one seed. I got to be honest. The Dukes from Duquesne are a phenomenal story. They have a coach who's retiring. I actually saw them at the. I was out to dinner on Tuesday night, and I saw the Dukes, and like it's just neat. Like these low budget mid major programs, like they just it's just cool. Like it's a really neat deal. It's why the tournament's so great.
Yeah, they haven't won a game in forever.
Oakland beating Kentucky is the epitome of the NCAA tournament. It's like, it's what everything that's perfect about it.
So quick stat on Oakland, Kentucky.
Yeah.
That I saw. So Kentucky invests $23.6 million in their basketball program. Oakland invested $2.3 million.
And that doesn't even include NIL because Kentucky, right. Kentucky's nearing like $10 million in just basketball.
Does Oakland even have NIL?
I can't imagine they do. I can't imagine.
Just say, there's no way those
they do. It's peanuts.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah, it's a good story.
I think Illinois kills Duquesne. Yeah,
I totally agree. And I think the Illinois-Iowa State game, should it get there? Again, you know, we're not counting our chickens here. But I think that'd be a fun one. And I actually, I'm okay playing Illinois because they don't have a point guard. They can score it. But I think Iowa State could.
I mean, it'd be a fun one to watch. With Shannon.
It'd be a fun one to watch.
They don't. They don't play defense very
well. Let's see what's that. I mean, I'd be all over Illinois if it's under 10. What do we got here? It's 10.5. Okay. Well, they're on to me.
Well, and it'll be interesting how many Iowa State fans stick around if Iowa State wins, because you know they'll be rooting for Duquesne. So that's just such a. That's like going into last night. I had so many people who were terrified because of the Hampton game. And I'm like, guys, this is just so like different. Like the UAB game, like, the entire crowd was rooting against Iowa State in that game. You know, like this is just so different when you have that energy. And Iowa State absolutely fed off of it last night.
Yeah.
That pregame energy. And that'll be the case probably times two, I would guess, tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be 90-95% Iowa State fans. Well, it's at least for that first game. 5:10 tip, right? So
5:10 tip on TNT.
Yeah, plenty of time to get some libations in you, and then Illinois and Duquesne's the nightcap there. So I think CHI Center is going to be rocking full of Cardinal gold again.
I think so too. Thanks, Blum. Appreciate it. Are you going to get over here tomorrow?
I'm going to try. Yeah, I got dealing with some family deal. Everything's fine, but just. One day at a time is kind of the motto at this time.
We got a lot going on here at the Cyclone Fanatic families. We got, anyways, appreciate Aiden, again, running air traffic control back in Des Moines. And our presenting sponsor is always our friends at MechDyne, the MechDyne Corporation, enabling discovery. What?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I would say real quick, women play at 6:30 tonight.
Yes.
I love this matchup in favor of Iowa State. I really do. So Maryland, again, great Big Ten team, not dismissing them at all. Brenda Freeze is one of the GOATs. Their one post player got hurt in February. I don't know what they're going to do. I think it's going to be fascinating. They're going to have to double Crooks. And when they do, if Iowa State makes shots, it'll be interesting. But the thing with Maryland is they want to play up and down. You might be looking at a game in the 180s. So if you're ever interested in a fun women's basketball game, Iowa State might be in the situation where it tries to slow the game down. And I think that's the concern for Iowa State is, Audie can dominate on that end, but they're going to run her around on Iowa State's defensive end. You might see Iowa State actually play some zone a little bit to try and rest them. But I think that'll be a super, super entertaining game. Encourage people to lock in on that over a few Ames loggers. And then I'll update the tally if we get to that 10,000 mark. Well, I will be disappointed if I don't get news tomorrow, everybody, that Beer Canale Annie's in the exchange ran out of Ames Lager. That needs to happen. That would make my weekend.
I'm heading over there. I'm going to go and do all my work, and then I'm planning on going to that very bar. I'll probably sit down at Annie's, to be honest. It's a little more chill for me. I love Beer Canale, but Annie's a little more low-key.
Yeah,
I'm getting old, man.
Well,
like me bebopping across the stage at Beer Can Alley, I think those days are behind me. It's like
you still got
also,
it.
Also, thank you to everyone who came out to our live show as well on Wednesday.
Yeah, that was awesome.
I know that we turned the heads of a lot of people in Omaha being able to pull out 200 people on a Wednesday night at 5:00. Well, the best part about that event was it wasn't a lot of the same people we normally get, which is great. Like that's. Because we pulled from Omaha, Western Iowa. We had
City,
the Early Wines, our buddies with Wiffles. They were there. I saw people from a gentleman flew in a day early from Philadelphia to be able to come to that event. We just
had a guy from Denver who flew in just for that. So
it was cool. Really, really awesome. It's kind of like every time we do those, you guys always overachieve. Like it always blows me away how many people will come out to those events. So thank you. We appreciate it.
Well, let me just end it with this. I mean, Iowa State's one of 48 teams remaining. It's going to be 32 by the time today's over. Iowa State's an 8-point favorite to make two Sweet 16s in 3 years under TJ Altuberger. I mean, this is great stuff. I looked it up. No other coach in Iowa State history has made two Sweet 16s in their first 3 years. Yeah. In fact, let me do the math real quick. No other coach has made two Sweet 16s in Iowa State history. So this is times that, you know, I know people aren't enjoying it, but I this is why I want to get over there, because stuff like this doesn't happen every day. I think it will happen in the future. I really do. But
I told my parents that. Can. Like, my mom and dad are in Western Iowa, and I'm like, you guys have got to come on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, how often is the tournament an hour away? Iowa State's a 2-seed. Like, tickets are expensive, but like, if you can afford it, and it's like you're paying. Life is about experiences, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, not stuff. And it, like, if you can, I would guess that tickets are going to open up a little bit too, with BYU being out and Drake being out. Like,
Drake to me, like South Dakota State as well.
Okay. Yeah, it feels like there's some of that market probably opened up a little bit. I hope we can get more affordable prices for people. But yeah, we'll hope to see you guys. I'll be over there at Annie's and Beer Can Alley tonight if you want to come up and say hi. I also have an anonymous listener. I'll just say this. I don't know if he wants his name out there, but he's from the football coaching staff who wants to buy a bunch of Ames Lager for people tonight.
There we go.
So he's been texting me, and I'm like, dude, I have to work. Everybody's like, oh, come drink with us. I'm like, how do you think all this stuff happens? Like, it doesn't just happen.
I felt bad. I had like 20 messages last time. I was like, Bloom, I want to buy you. I'm sorry. I wish I was there. But hey, my goal is to get there Saturday, everybody. So I will, if you see me, Ames Lager's on me.
There you go. Bloom's buying.
I'm buying.
All right, Parade Wyatt, Brent Bloom, I'm Chris Williams. We will be back. Well, I'll have pregame tomorrow night. I'll have postgame. And then we'll have Williams and Bloom as normal on Sunday. For Brent Bloom, Aiden Wyatt, I'm Chris Williams. Have a great weekend. Hope to see you here in Omaha.